October 26, 1931. The good acts done in the divine will change into light. Admirable effects of the abandonment in the arms of Jesus. One who lets herself be dominated by the divine will becomes people of his kingdom. I am always in the arms of the divine will, that forms its day of light in my little soul. And even though some cloud shows up in this day, the power of its light fixes on it, and the cloud, seeing itself fixed upon, flees, it dissolves, and it seems to say, it shows that there is no place for me in this day that the divine will forms in the creature. And the divine will seems to answer to it, wherever I am present, there is no place for anyone, because I want to make of the creature a single act of my will, that does not admit anything at all that does not belong to me. Oh! Divine will, how admirable, powerful and lovable you are and highly jealous wherever you reign. Oh please! Always put to flight for me my miseries, the weaknesses, the clouds of my will, so that my day may be always perennial, and the heaven of my little soul may be always serene. But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, good is light, and if this good is done in my divine will, as many rays are formed for as many good acts as are done. And my fiat fixes these rays of light in the circumference of its eternal light. So, these acts take their place within our acts, and do double office, of praise, of adorations, of perennial love, toward our adorable majesty, and of defense, of mercy, of help, of light, toward the mankind, according to the circumstances in which it finds itself. On the other hand, if the good acts are not done in my will and with its power, though they are light, they do not have the strength to extend in order to fix themselves in the circumference of our light, and they remain without supports and like broken rays, and therefore they do not have perennial life. And since the fount of the light is missing, there is the danger that, little by little, they may be extinguished. After this, continuing my abandonment in the divine volition, I was feeling all afflicted because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. His privation is like a hammer that always pounds to exacerbate the pain more. And only then does it cease to pound, when the divine host comes out of his hiding place to make his little visit to his beloved creature. His sweet presence, his lovable manners, makes joy rise again from the very pain, and the hammer ceases its cruel crafting. But as soon as the celestial visitor withdraws, it begins to pound again, and my poor soul feels itself all eyes, all ears, who knows, it might see him and hear him again. And it anxiously waits and waits for he who, having wounded me, alone has the power to heal the wound he has given me, alas! Too painful. But while I was pouring out my sorrow, my sweet Jesus came back, and embracing my poor soul, told me, daughter, I am here, abandon yourself in my arms, and rest in me. Your abandonment in me calls for my abandonment in you, and forms my sweet rest in your soul. Abandonment in me forms the sweet and powerful chain that binds me so much to the soul, that I cannot unbind myself from her, to the point of rendering me her dear and sweet prisoner. Abandonment in me gives birth to true trust, and she has trust in me, and I have trust in her. I have trust in her love that will never fail. I have trust in her sacrifices, for she will never refuse me anything of what I want. And I have all the trust that I can accomplish my designs. Abandonment in me says that she gives me freedom, and I am free to do what I want. And I, in trusting myself to her, manifest to her my most intimate secrets. Therefore, my daughter, I want you all abandoned in my arms, and the more abandoned you are in me, the more you will feel my abandonment in you. And I, my love, how can I abandon myself in you if you escape from me? And Jesus added, then is the abandonment perfect when, seeing me escape, you abandon yourself more. This gives me no field to be able to escape. On the contrary, it binds me more. Then he added, my daughter, life, sanctity, consists in two acts, God giving his will, and the creature receiving it. and after she has formed within herself the life of that act of divine will that she has received, giving it back again as act of her will, to then receive it again. Giving and receiving, receiving and giving, everything is in this. God could not give more than his continued act of his will to the creature. The creature could not give more to God for as much as it is possible for a creature than as divine will, received into herself as formation of divine life. In this way, giving and receiving, receiving and giving, my divine fiat takes dominion and forms its kingdom in her. And the whole interior of the creature forms as though the people of the kingdom of the divine will, the intelligence, faithful people that glories in being directed by the sovereign commander of the divine fiat. And the crowd of the thoughts that press themselves around and aspire to know always more and to love the great king who sits, as though on a throne, in the center of the intelligence of the creature. The desires, the affections, the heartbeats that are unleashed from the heart, increase the number for the people of my kingdom. And oh, how they throng around its throne! They all stand at attention to receive the divine orders and even lay down their life in order to execute them. What an obedient, orderly people is the people of the kingdom of my fiat! There are no contentions, no disagreements, but this whole crowd of people of the interior of this fortunate creature wants one thing alone, and like a fierce army, it posts itself in the fortresses of the kingdom of my divine will. Then, when the interior of the creature becomes all my people, it bursts out of the interior and increases the people of the words, the people of the works, of the steps. It can be said that each act formed by this celestial people contains the password, written in characters of gold, will of God. And when this crowd of people moves to exercise each its own office, they put at the front the flag with the motto Fiat, followed by the words, written with vivid light, "We belong to the great king of the supreme Fiat." See then, each creature who lets herself be dominated by my will forms a people for the kingdom of God. Semper Deo gratias, and blessed be the divine will.